Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, as usual. Excited and, as usual, sharing my excitement with you. I've got my coffee on my sideboard. I'm skipping my oatmeal today, but I feel like it's going to be a great day because my cold medicine has kicked in quite well. I hope that everyone's feeling healthy out there and staying safe. The wind is quite chilly. Across the table from me today, Yvonne Jackson from the... Well, she's organizing a small business conference, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. Yvonne, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Grady. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this.
I am too, because it looks like what you've done is I'm looking at a flyer now for the Alaska Department of Transportation and what does PF stand for?
Public Facilities.
And Public Facilities Civil Rights Northern Region Small Business Conference with partners, including the best in the West, the U.S. Small Business Administration, the First National Bank here in Alaska, the Job Center, Alaska Rural Professional Development, LLC, that's you, and the Transportation and Public Facilities of the State of Alaska. Tell me the story.
Well, every year the State of Alaska Department of Transportation is required to hold a small business conference. They have this program called the Disadvantaged Business Entrepreneurship Program, and they want to bring it out to rural Alaska to give individuals an opportunity to learn about the program and to take advantage of it. So that's all a part of this conference.
And it looks like you have on the 19th, February 19th, at the Cultural Center, from all the way from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., a lineup of presentations including support services for small businesses and also some workforce development stuff. Tell me about the agenda.
Okay, so the agenda is going to have presenters organized from the morning into the afternoon, and there will also be lunch provided for an opportunity to network with the service providers. And the first presenter that we'll have will be Aaron Nichols from the Department of Transportation and Public Services, and he'll have 45 minutes to talk about the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program that the state offers.
And is that a program that helps give a leg up to small businesses?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And then you get on to the preferred contractors or preferred vendors list with the state of Alaska. So let's say, for example, you wanted to start a business to, you know, keep the airway maintenance, the airport runways, you know, maintained mm-hmm. and plowed. You can have that business, and you would be a preferred vendor for the state to provide that contract. Say if you had that business, you bidded for it in your village.
I'm sure navigating the particulars of that type of business is quite difficult, which is why having Aaron out to talk about navigating those particulars is a powerful thing. You're also going to have the bank out there talking about commercial accounts, huh?
Yes, I have Jason Brown with First National Bank of Alaska with the Bethel branch. He'll be presenting on the commercial accounts that FNBA has for individuals who want to start business accounts in rural Alaska, and they're typically open to helping individuals from start to finish with
their
service.
I wish I had my fingers on a statistic, because I'm going to guess here, but I guess that 40 to 50% of all businesses start with some form of financial lending from a financial institution. I'm just guessing. I'm saying 50% because it's, you know. But the point of the story is, if you might not have the capital to start your business, but you have your idea, and that's why talking to fine folks over at FNB, First National Bank, would be a good thing, or any banker, of course, and finding out about it at your conference would be a good thing too.
Yes.
Another source of funding is grants. You're going to have Best in the West do a presentation, eh?
Yes, I'll have Renee Athanas with at the Cultural Center, of course, but she'll be talking about the process in Best in the West, and that's actually a program that I took advantage of when I started my business.
Oh, which round? What year?
That was last year.
Oh, excellent. Tell us a little bit about Best in the West for those that don't know.
Well, I applied for the Best in the West program, and it's a program that acts like a Kickstarter for individuals who have business plans or business ideas and they need some financial assistance to get started.
And it's not a loan.
No, it's not alone.
It is a grant. It's grant funded from the fine donors. Many donors donate into the West in the West pot. And it's a chance to get your leg up, and really gives you a leg up because it's not alone.
Yes, no, it's not alone. I don't have to pay for any of it back.
You just got to do the job.
Yes.
So you got a lot of stuff going on there. We're going to come back in just a few. Give us a chance to take our breath. I'm going to play a song for you. Now, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but these fine folks at one of these retailers in Fairbanks have done a cover of Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking. Here comes the Bunny Boot Boogie. Hey, if you heard it earlier this week, folks, I'm sorry. I just like it so much. We'll be back with Yvonne Jackson and the Northern Region Small Business Conference information just shortly.
You keep saying you're just fine in those Nikes. Fairbanks can be hell, you confess. You're not dressing the way you ought to be dressing. Your legs and butt will freeze in that dress. Bunny boots are made for walking at minus 62. One of these days your toes are gonna turn three shades of blue. You keep driving ill-prepared for our weather. That old Ford Escort seen much better days. It needs service, and your starter needs changing, but you head straight out into that frozen haze. Bunny boots are made for walking, Alaska's favorite shoe. One of these days that car is gonna die and you'll be screwed. I keep saying your luck is gonna be changing. You keep thinking that you're gonna be fine. Ha! Hey, I'll fetch you a nice warm pair of betas that you'll freeze in places where the sun don't shine. Bunny boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days you'll wish you never bought those tennis shoes. Got your bunny boots? No? Start walking.
I got my bunny boots on. I am prepared for the cold weather. If you are thinking of starting a business, you might want to get prepared for that, and consequently, you might want to get involved with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Civil Rights Northern Region Small Business Conference, put on by the Alaska Rural Professional Development Corporation and Yvonne Jackson, who's in the studio now to talk about it. First, let's tell people how they can register, and then let's get back into the agenda. Yvonne, how do they register?
It's a simple registration. There's no fee. It's free to register. They could either fill out the registration form, or they could fill out the registration form and scan it and email it to my email address at yjackson@akrpd.com, or they can just give me a phone call and I'll add them to the registration list.
Now, I'm throwing a curveball. Is there going to be language resources in both languages at this conference?
No, it's just going to be in English.
All right, just making sure. And if it was, we obviously want to tell our listeners accordingly. Let's talk a little bit more about the agenda, because before the break, we spoke a little bit about the fine folks from First National Bank presenting, but you're also going to have the Small Business Administration out there to talk about different resources that are available.
Yes, I have Norma Lucero. She used to work with the Alaska Department of Transportation, who put me in touch with this opportunity. She will be out here to present on teaching individuals how to take advantage of the programs that they have to offer, which include planning your business, launching your business, managing and growing your business. And so SBA has all of the resources that are available to individuals who need to start their businesses. So they'll be out here to provide that information.
My word. So you're going to have them. And then after lunch, you're going to talk with the fine folks over the Alaska Department of I call that the Alaska Job Center. What is that, Department of Labor?
Yes, Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Annie Cochrane, the Workforce Development Manager for the Waikiki Delta, will be talking about Department of Labor resources that are available to individuals, entrepreneurs that want to take advantage of support from the State of Alaska Department of Labor.
And then to close out the day, you are offering two informational sessions on time management and organizational skills. That's a little bit of a sampling of what you offer businesses in the area as part of your Alaska Rural Professional Development Corporation, yeah?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that, because that's what you got the Best in the West funding for, and it's what is organizing all this, too. This is a fruit of that, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me more. Tell me more. This is your 15 minutes, right?
Oh, my 15
or
minutes.
Or two.
So I got the Best in the West grant, or sorry, I don't know if you want to call it a grant.
Prize,
but I got
whatever
the,
you
the
call.
Prize. Mm-hmm. To start AKRPD, which is focused on providing professional skills and occupational skills development, training, and consulting. So I've been able to provide services to ONC for the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, and also I'm just recently starting a contracting with YKHC to do Microsoft Office training, Microsoft Office, Outlook, Excel, and PowerPoint, that kind of training stuff.
So I understand that you're offering services to larger entities. Are there also services you offer to smaller businesses or no?
I can. Mm-hmm. So I have a minimum requirement of booking. So maybe my minimum requirement of booking is 5 attendees per class.
Oh, I see.
So like for instance, I've had the Chifornik Native Tribal Council call me to put on a training for grant writing. And
okay,
so
cool.
If they come up with a minimum of participants, then I could put together the grant writing training for them and then head over to Chifornik and teach them about grant writing.
Spectacular. So we're sitting with Yvonne Jackson, and we're talking about business development resources that are aggregating around the Small Business Conference 2020. That's going to be at the Cultural Center on the 19th of February from 9 a.m. to 4:30, and also about Alaska Rural Professional Development, LLC, which is Yvonne Jackson's business that came out of a Best in the West grant. If you'd like more information, you can contact Yvonne by dialing 907-545-4741. Find out about both the conference and also about Alaska RPD. All right. You're calling it AKRPD. It sounds so cool when you say it.
AKRPD.
So, Yvonne, have you had an opportunity to find out what exactly you're going to have at lunch at this event?
Yeah, I'll be ordering. There will be some breakfast muffins, to have with your coffee and tea. And then for lunch, we will have Subway sandwiches.
You see? I mean, first of all, the lineup is worth the price of admission. But lunch is going to make you fueled up and your fire ready to go through the afternoon and find out about all the programs and resources available at the Alaska Department of Labor, as well as the Best in the West Business Grant. And then, of course, as we mentioned before, you're going to talk about time management and organization skills to round it all out.
Yes.
It sounds like you've planned an excellent day of informational opportunities for small businesses.
I have. It's been a lot of work, and I'm excited to get it going.
Congratulations are in order.
Yes,
I am honored to have you here, and truly, I said this before the show, but I'm actually a little jealous. I wish I could put this together. This is great work. Everyone should tell you so. Thank you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. Any last words out to everyone about this and about the event?
I just know that there are a lot of great ideas from individuals in the villages who want to start their business. So I actually reached out to AVCP. As you can see, they're on the agenda from 2:15 to 2:30 to talk about business needs in the AVCP region. And they've talked a lot about child care and even, extermination, bed bug extermination. It's just there's a numerous amount of business needs that are ready to start if they have the resources available to them, and I think this conference is a really good opportunity to get them started on those on the fruition of their ideas.
So maybe even if you're just interested in starting a business, but you don't even know what, you might want to come and listen to the fine folks from AVCP talk about the needs in the region. Maybe that'll spark an idea, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, again, I think you've done a great job. I know that congratulations are in order. Thank you for the fine work you've done. Congratulations and best of luck on the 19th with this conference. I hope that everyone calls you, 907-545-4741, to register. The slots are free. The lunch is provided, and all of the fine program that we just outlined will be there at the Cultural Center on February 19th from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Again, that number, 907-545-4741. Final word, Yvonne?
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. It leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.